didn't tell you who it was.
Between the desire to sing a very long ballad, folk song ballad, or tell a story.
Yay!
Anybody here want to hear a ballad?
That was Laurie with a melody.
Thank you.
long time, a long time ago, there was a little boy always wanted to go out hunting with his paw, and the dog, his paw would always tell him, no, you're too little, your legs are too short, you'd never keep up. This little boy begged and pleaded and hollered until his paw finally said, oh, all right, on your 8th birthday, I'll take you out. So he waited and waited until his 8th birthday came around, and then he ran up to his paw and he said, hey, you said I could go hunting today, 8th birthday, you know, and his paw said, well, I guess I did. And don't you expect us to wait up for you. You so little and your legs so short, you'll never keep up. And if you get lost, don't you expect us to come take you by the hand and lead you home. The little boy said, oh, I'll keep up. Honest, I will. Besides, if I don't, all I have to do is take out my horn and blow it. And old Blue, he's the lead hound. He has wonderful ears. He'll hear that and he'll come find me. Well, his paw had to say okay, so they whistled up the dogs, started off. And they went down over Murphy's Mountain, across the creek bridge, down into the holler, met up with some more dogs and more hunters and got started. After a while, they got over by Sugarloaf Mountain, up into the brush. Those old dogs just got to tearing along. The little boy, he was keeping up. He was doing okay, but those dogs got faster. And the brush got thicker. And before you know it, he tripped over a log. Got up and he tried to run after him. But they were just going too fast. And the brush was too thick, and his legs were too short. And they got farther and farther away, and farther and farther away. And pretty soon, he couldn't hear them anymore. And he listened, but all he heard were the crickets. Big old swarm of mosquitoes. And a great big old green bullfrog jumping in and out of the water. Got his horn and blew it. Oh, Blue, where are you? But all he heard were the crickets. And the mosquitoes. Getting hungrier. Some old hoot owls. And the bullfrogs. He thought he heard. He wasn't quite sure. It got a little bit louder. A little bit louder.
It's all blue! Here they come!
Yellow Dog.
Something that somebody gave you. Let's hear something about it. Come on up. Come.
So they brought it and presented it to me. And I think it's wonderful to be able to wear it. In fact, I think it's wonderful that it fits me, don't you? And I think it's better to wear it out than let it blush unseen in the bottom of a trunk. But it is an infair dress, the second day dress in the trousseau of some lovely lady of long ago. And the second day dress was just as important as the wedding dress, because this was the dress she wore to make the good impression on her in-laws and for their parties. And isn't it beautiful? I'll turn around so that you can see. Well, now. Long time ago, things was different. There wasn't nothing on the earth, because there weren't no earth, and every day was Sunday, when the Lord read back a preaching all day long, every day, except on Saturday when everybody went to the fish fry. And so everybody was out to the fish fry, eating fish and bow, custard, and cane on. To all at once, the Lord say, this here custard don't taste right. It ain't got enough of firmament in it. Lord, and old Gable say, well, Lord, we make it just like we always make it, except we's a little low on firmament. Us ain't got another draft in the jug. The Lord say, well, it seems to me like you've been using a heap of firmament around here. He say, I guess I'm going to rear back and make some firmament to last a month of Sundays. And so the Lord rear back. And he say, let it be some firmament. And when I say, let it be firmament, let it be a whole heap of firmament. Well, you just never saw more firmament than at Fox Hollow. Oh, well, everybody was standing round knee-deep in it. And the mammy angels gathered up the little old wet, nasty young'uns and say, well, I reckon I gotta take these here young'uns on home and dry them out. If I don't dry them out, they're gonna get a buck agar. And the Lord say, oh, now, look at here, girls, you don't have to take the chillin' home. He say, I'll dry out the chillin'. He say, I'm going to make the sun to dry them out. And so the Lord ran back, and he passed another miracle, and he say, let it be the sun to dry out these here cherries. And there was the sun. Well, it was all right. It dried out them there cherubs. But quick as they got dried out, they got wet again because they was so much fun. This ain't getting us nowhere, Lord, say Gable. We got so much firmament around here, we got to do something with it. And so the Lord said, well, that's all right, I'll pass another miracle. So he back and he make another miracle, and he say, let it be the earth to hold some of the shell firmament. And there was the good dry earth with a heap of dry land. And all that firmament runned into the lakes and the creeks and the rivers and the ditches. Cause firmament ain't nothing but a fancy word for water. And the Lord look around to see who he gonna get to work his land. Cause there was a mighty lot of land left over. And he look around and all them angels was mighty busy. He look at old Gable and old Gable say, well now, Lord, that's all right. He say, but I ain't got time to work no land. Cause he say, I got to practice on my horn. And so the Lord say, well, you see, I got to pass another miracle. He say, the next time I start passing miracles, I bet you I won't be so brash about it. So he say, I'm gonna make me a man to work my land. So he leaned down and he picked up a handful of dirt and he made that dirt into a ball and he said, let this dirt be mankind. And there was a man. And the Lord says, what's your name, man? Adam, say the man. Adam which, say the Lord. Just plain Adam, say the man. You married? No, I ain't married. He say, I ain't got no woman. I ain't studying the women. He said, yeah, but I'm gonna change that, say the Lord. I ain't gonna have none of you single men to work in my land. Comes Saturday night, they goes out floundering around and frolicking, and then on Monday morning, they's too sleepy to work. I'm gonna change that. So he put old Adam back to sleep and he took out a rib and he made that rib into a woman named Eve. And so when old Adam woke up, there was Eve with her head on his pillow. And he said, y'all, where you come from, gal? She said, no matter where I come from, I say I ain't I. And so Adam and Eve got married and settled down to raise a crop for the Lord. And one morning the Lord come walking down the big road and he see Sis Eve out of picking a few blackberries. And he say, good morning, Sis Eve. And she say, good morning, Lord. And he say, you picking some blackberries? Yes, sir. If that's all right, why? He say, yes, certainly that's all right. You pick all the blackberries and the huckleberries and the blueberries and the strawberries and the watermelons that you want. There's just one thing I don't want you to touch. That's the apple. Apples is kind of scarce this year. The crop ain't so good. He say, just stay out of the apple orchard. Well, now that just goes to show you the Lord went on down the road and Eve, she kept on picking the blackberries. But pretty soon, out of the fence row come a great big old Highland moccasin crawling along. And she say, look at that snake. She say, I ain't gonna let him live long. I'm gonna get me a rock and I'm gonna chunk him and mash his old head in. She pick up a rock and she swung around and she let that rock fly. But now you know how women is about throwing. They can't never could throw straight and she done missed the snake and hit the apple tree and down come a great big old rosy red apple right in front of her. And she look at it and she say, now look at that, what I done do. I done knocked down one of the Lord's red apples. And it's too pretty for the hogs to eat. So she pick it up. And she take a bite. And she say, it don't taste like much. I wonder do Adam want to eat it? And so she took it over into the field where Adam was plowing the corn. And she say, yeah, I done brought you a present. And he looked at it, and he bit it, and he didn't think much of it. He spit it out, and he said, "Why don't you bring me something I like?" She said, "You don't never like nothing I do for you." And she blubbers up and commences to cry. Well, now, you know, when women spews out tears, they're going to get action from the man. And she said, "Oh, honey, you rob them tears. Well, honey, I'll do anything for you that you won't do. Just hush up that crying." Well, she said, "I sure would like to have a new dress." And he said, "All right, honey, I'll get you a new dress." So Adam bought Eve a dress, the first dress she ever had, as a matter of fact. And she hushed up a crying. But the Lord done found all about it, about that apple and about that new dress, and he didn't like neither one. He didn't like nobody on his place what would steal his apples. And so he put old Adam and Eve off the place. And the last I know, they's down on the levee trying to get a job at 6 bits a day. And so here's a little song I learned down on the Suwannee River where I live. "As I went over yonder spawn, I spied a frog with a red shirt on, and he leaped 10 feet, and he jumped in the mud, and he said farewell to his lady love. So rise and let's go home, darling, rise and let's go home. A raiding rogue and a heavy load and a sorry team, and a what to do I did not know. I ring my whip and I draw the blood, I make them leaders pull out mud. Rise and let's go home, my darling, rise and let's go home."
Such things he had seen. He dabbled in yellow and dabbled in brown and dabbled in wonderful green. "These are the colors that fall from God's hand and cover my valley so fair. Framed in the wonder of heavenly blue and bathed in the sweetest of air. Green is the color of grass in the spring. Red is the color of toil. Gray is the color that time passes by. Fresh is the color of soil. These are the colors that fall from God's hand and cover my valley so fair. Framed in the wonder of heavenly blue and bathed in the sweetest of air. White is the color of new-fallen snow, frosty and wintry the chill. Bright are the colors of God's little men who wander about on the hill. These are the colors that fall from God's hand and cover my valley so fair. Framed in the wonder of heavenly blue and bathed in the sweetest of air. Harvest of bountiful grain. Pure is the fleece of the lamb. Cold is the water that tumbles from my spring and quenches the thirst of the land. These are the colors that fall from God's hand and cover my valley so fair. Framed in the wonder of heavenly blue and bathed in the sweetest of air." Try it with us. "These are the colors that fall from God's hand and come
cover my valley so fair. Framed in the wonder of heavenly blue and bathed in the sweetest of air.
It's a very good friend of ours, Ed McCurdy, and he liked the song very much, so he, you can stand up here, honey. Here, you can come here. Oh, all right, we'll sit down if I like this song now, all right. I was thinking we were doing something else. And Johnny's going to sing this song that our friend wrote called Strangest Dream. I'm going to help him if he forgets the words. Go ahead.
Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and the paper they they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and gathered heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, with swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war.
What I call a peace round, which is a verse out of the Old Testament that I put to an old familiar round tune. The tune was called Rose, 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 or a slowed down version of Hey Ho, Nobody Home. So I think most of you know the tune. Here's the way it goes. We'll sing it in unison first.
What a goodly thing if the children of all men could dwell together in peace.
Try it with us. What a goodly thing if the children of all men could dwell together in peace. We just have to fit it into the tune.
What a goodly thing if the children of all men could dwell together in peace.
All right, once more again through. And when you get to the end, as we do it in a round, when you get to the end, you do a deep O before you start the next verse. Next time around, we'll demonstrate what I mean.
What a goodly thing if the children of all men could dwell together in peace. Oh, what a goodly thing if the children of all men
and you take this side, Johnny, and take that side over there, and I'll take the middle, and you take this side, and we'll all do it in a round.
Who starts?
You start.
What a lovely thing if the children of all men, if the children of all men could dwell together, if the children of men could dwell together.
Play that for you.